Hello, this is Graham Frey. Very curious thing. I'm sitting in the car talking to a gentleman called Sean Blackman, who likes to be known as the Rev Blackman.
Rev Sean.
We'll come to the reason why we're sitting here in a second, but I can't help noticing that you're wearing a sort of a wooden cross round your
neck. Yes.
Bit of a giveaway, that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm a minister at a local church called Freedom.
Right. Is that the old Baptist church?
Yes, it's linked to Brockers Baptist Church, so we've changed the name to Freedom.
Now, the reason we're here today, Sean, is that you're reading 100 books in 100 days.
That's right.
Not just any old books, but I mean some really big ones. I mean, if we're talking about the Ladybird series, that would be quite easy. But not War and Peace, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so War and Peace will be my 100th book, but I've already read books like the Bible and counted the Bible as one book, not 66.
Can I ask you why you're doing it?
Yes, very simply, what I've recognised over the years is that reading is the foundation for learning in many respects. And I'm a local governor at Grange Junior, and I want to encourage children in terms of reading, and one of the best ways I thought I could do that is to do it myself, but do a kind of challenge involving reading 50 classic novels and 50 children's books, one a day, on the basis that they would be inspired to read themselves, which they have done. So I have 500 children at Grange Infant and Grange Junior who are reading with me, and I will have read 100 books in 100 days, and collectively they would have read up to 6,000 books in 100 days. So we would have raised money for to buy books to the schools at the same time.
What's the point of it, really?
Well, I think the point of it really is this, is that reading is such a vital discipline because it does such things as keeping our memories alive. It helps us to build on our knowledge and our expertise. It helps us to appreciate and value where other people are coming from, have such things as empathy, keeps us in good health, and It is the foundation for our vocabulary and so many other things. And what tends to happen is, statistically, after we leave school, the average person reads no more than 5 books from the time they leave school to their death.
That's astonishing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a bit shocking, too, I think.
A bit shocking. And in this country at the present time, 1 in 5 people either cannot read or have difficulties in reading. So it is a real societal issue.
So, where did the idea come from?
Well, it started off just after Easter last year, and I felt that there were a number of books on my bookshelf that I needed to read, and so I challenged myself to read 30 books in 30 days, which I did. In the process, a friend of mine called Neil said to me that if I read the Douglas Bader biography as the last book, he'd give me
£100.
Reach for the Sky, that's right. And he gave me £100, so I said, great, but could I give the £100 to a local school, you see? And he said, yes, no problem. So I did that. And then after that, of course, the idea of actually doing 100 books in 100 days sort of came up, and people said, well, of course, yeah, you're going to read a bunch of Ladybird books or something like that. So that's the only way you could do it. But you wouldn't read such books like the Bible or War and Peace. So I said, okay, I'll have a go. So that's where it kind of sort of came from. It's taken off, you know, from there, really. And now I'm linking up with people like We Can Read, which help people who have problems with dyslexia or can't read. And they have a 6-month program, which is there to help people to read. So I'm looking to link in with other people. So what we can do is offer a service to people across the spectrum to help them to read and get the most out of reading.
Wow. So you're day 77 right now, is that right?
It's day 79, actually. And, yeah, I've just read my latest book, which is How to Train Your Dragon, which is great. Catch 22 the day before. Very different.
What a widespread of reading that is.
Yes.
Where did the original list of books come from? Did you sit down and work out a list, or did someone help you?
Well, I took advantage of help that's already available, which is I looked on the internet and looked at the list of 100 books that the BBC give and Sunday Telegraph give and other groups, and looked at, you know, some of the key books from that perspective, and did the same for the children's books as well. So and, you know, chose a number of books from, you know, that collection. So that's what I did.
So, where do you start?
Where I started, ironically, was when I was talking to Radio Solent about the possibility of doing an interview. They asked me whether I'd be open to actually come dressed as one of the characters, or the first character in my first book, which was The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. So I went to the hairdresser and got the look of Aslan, and got my hair peroxide and dyed and coloured, and got the makeup and everything else. So that was a starting place. And then I think on about sort of book 30-ish, I'd been asked whether I'd be open to do the Hungry Caterpillar. So I got my hair kind of coloured in a similar style with Hungry Caterpillar. And then just recently, I was dressed up as the Gruffalo. So that's sort of gone some way to turn which books I read.
What an adventure so far. But I mean, we're talking variety here, aren't
yes.
we?
Yeah. Very much so.
So, in fact, you've got your list of the books you've read so far.
Yes.
I see there, you mentioned The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
And the last one was How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
And almost everything in between.
Everything in between, from things like the Harry Potter series, Robinson Crusoe, Frankenstein, The Trial, To Kill a Mockingbird, Scarlet Letter, Clockwork Orange, iRobot, The Big Sleep, The Kite Runner, and so on. And as well as, of course, a lot of children's classics such as The Cat in the Hat, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, A Bear Called Paddington, Black Beauty, and so on.
So it's not just quantity, but also quality too.
Quantity and quality. And what's interesting is just my lollipop man, who works outside of my house, called John, was telling me how...
Sadler.
John Sadler. That's right, yes.
I know him.
Was just telling me how he'd read Charlotte's Web, I think was the first book that he read, and people like that have been keeping tabs on what I do, because I do video reviews after I read every book.
What, so each and every book?
Every single book, yeah. Every single book. So I've got a review of every single book that I do. So
as proof, evidence, as proof.
But also it's been helpful to various people, because it's a very short summary of about 2 minutes, 1 to 2 minutes. It gives people a taste of those books themselves, to get them to think about whether they should read themselves, because often people struggle reading books, but giving a kind of summary which brings up some of the ideas helps people just to think through whether it's the right book for them.
Hard to know what to do next, really.
Yes, I mean, it's interesting. I finished on the 8th of February, that's my last book, War and Peace. I'm just thinking through what to do next, really. I think what I'm aware of is lots of different organisations and agencies are there helping and trying to support people reading, and possibly someone like myself can bring publicity not just to the reading, but to the organisations themselves. And I'm just wondering whether what I could do could be to highlight reading and help other organisations who have a heart for people reading too.
You're an inspirational sort of chap, really.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
So where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? Well, I think I'm open to ideas, really, first of all, and suggestions in terms of what happens next. One thing I'm considering is what I call the 365 project, which is to read 365 books in a year. So, and that will go beyond just simply novels, in terms of classics, to things like history, philosophy, and other kinds of books as well. And that's what I'm thinking of doing, because I'm quite enjoying, well, it's hard work, particularly if you read a 500-page book in a day or in a few hours. I'd like to also read other books like on history, philosophy, psychology, and so on, and have reviews for people too. So, but also to encourage people to reading and see how we can build on it, really.
Well, Sean, Rev Sean, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Bless you. Thank you.